Part 1. Adobe Stock. Good day, folks. Today I would like to do something a little different. Changes coming in the government, and governments around the world, I thought of doing a thought experiment. Take a second and think about this. January 6, 2021, we had an insurrection according to the Democrats and the left, yet Fox News says that they have evidence of FBI involvement. How is the FBI involved? I don't know the answer to that yet. But if true, then the scenario that I am about to spill is completely plausible and may have or could have happened. Even before Trump was out of office, go back to the fall of 2019. During this time, United States was independent on energy and trade monopolies were being sanctioned. The economy was doing great. January, COVID comes and shuts down the country and people get restless. Behind the scenes of ordinary life, the Democrats and the left get plotting and using the majority in the Senate with the help of Pelosi to swing people to this ideal of socialism. Socialism can only bloom if there is conflict in the government. The tragic incident with Floyd was just a spark that the left needed to set their plan into motion. Why? The FBI has and always will be looking for more power and manpower. Send some agents covertly to the scene and incite riots, crime, murders, and dissident within the populace. All summer long sending agents to cities to get people outraged enough to take over major cities. Start flames of hate and discord between people and watch it burn. Meanwhile, the election was coming up, and we were all stressed and outraged because the system failed in most blue cities. By the time the voting had started, the left had already convinced the FBI that they were going to win and would give them much more power. FBI turns a blind eye to voter fraud and focuses on power. Biden is elected with an outcry of numbers that were not mathematically possible. My grandpa voted and he has been dead for over 25 years. That's a different post. Then the left flexed its muscle and pushed harder for these weakened cities to crumble. January 6th comes and again FBI involved, but this time switched political lines to make the right look wicked and full of white supremacist. Meanwhile, cities in blue states are going nuts and now we are a country that is full of racists whether you think you are or not, and hate. Then when a city like Chicago breaks and calls in the National Guard and FBI to quell the crime rate, they will look like heroes and saviors. Only to be propagandist and offer their services to other fucked up cities like Seattle. If all this succeeds, then we will no longer be free, but like I have stated before, we will be in a nation that is similar to those of Nazi Germany or fascist Italy. Where the FBI is in everything more than they already are. And we will all be dependent on the feds to provide food and allowance. Not to mention forcibly take your guns away. The puzzle is coming together and most if not all are afraid of what it will come to. I don't like preaching that the values we hold dear are about to be ripped from our hands, but it is looking like that more and more every day. This is not hate speech or fucked up theories, it's happening and we need to stop it.